Oh, my name is Lin Hazen. I'm from USDA ARS. Our location is in Stoneville, Mississippi. I'm a cotton geneticist. Improved germplasm in cotton is one of our research projects. For yield and the fiber quality, if you want to improve both of them, the problem is yield and negative and fiber quality is negatively associated. So if you increase yield, and yield you see is quality is low. If you increase fiber quality, the yield will go low. So it's negatively associated. We have been trying to break this linkage for a long time or reduce it. Unfortunately, in upland cotton germplasm, the genetic base is narrow. So the integration from wild cotton into the upland cotton is a very promising approaches. That's what I'm trying to do in this project. We have two different, I call them old germplasm and new germplasm. I have one type of germplasm is a population we inherited from U.S. breeders. They studied this germplasm in the 60s. They crossed among those tetraploid in Gossypium. There are five tetraploid species in Gossypium. What they did is they went through random mating in field. It's open pollinated. In old time, there are a lot of bees, so that allowed them to do open pollination. It's all natural pollination. This population underwent a long time random mating, and we did a number of generation selfing, and I did field crop evaluation. I have released a number of germplasm on this already. What I'm talking today is the new germplasm is developed by Eric Sachs. After he left our ARS program, I inherited that population. The traditional way to make this cross with the diploid is they cross the tetraploid with diploid, so the hybrid is triploid. Then a double chromosome, you have hexaploid. Then you band cross with the tetraploid, so you have a lot of those aneuploids. And the problem is the one of the strategies to solve this problem is we use a bridge hybrid. It developed the hexaploid. And so you cross hexaploid with diploid. So that's tetraploid is fertile. So this strategy is we used. We obtained the bridge hybrid from Cornell University. Iowa State University in Wendell. That's Eric Sachs did. Then he band crossed. Then he crossed the bridge hybrid with diploid. So we got the tetraploid. Then band cross with a good cultivar. This is what he did in lab. He made cross in greenhouse. Then he took out embryo, did the embryo rescue, transferred those plants from test tube to growth chamber. And after he has those fertile plants, and then he made band cross to MD51. He did a two generation band cross. Also, we grow them in field to eliminate the photoperiodic sensitive genes. Originally, he developed these populations for lemmetal resistance. But I use this for fiber quality. This is what I did for this population in field. After the band cross with MD51, I did a three generation band cross. Started from F4 in 2012 and 2013, I made a plant selection for fiber strength and length. Then I took a F6, I crossed with MD25, which is a high yield cultivar. In M3, I continue to make selection for strength and length. Last year I grow those progeny rows in field. I made a photo selection of 48 the progeny rows selected for the yield and fiber strength. This year I'm continue testing them on in field for fiber strength and yield. So hopefully if there's someone I can make find those promising progeny row, next year I'm going to grow them in continue to do strain tests and regional tests. So that's where I am right now for this germplasm.
Thank you. Time for a couple questions before the next session.
So when you're the progeny, when you're back crossing it, is there a lot of linkage drag with some of the traits you still need to select against besides?
I keep doing a selection every year for strains and yield. That's two major traits I'm monitoring. I hopefully we can get a good yield and the good strains. The strains is very good for some of those progenies. I send them to LSU for fiber measurement. They called me and they said, what's the problem? This is too high the strains. They cannot find a check for them. See, it's higher than any of the check they have right now. The strength is so high, and so probably I'm thinking about where that gene came from. High strength gene probably it's from a rhythm. It's from original hexaploid. So hopefully we can identify some high strength gene from those progeny rows.
More questions? Thanks to all our speakers in this session.
Thank you.